Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. Check out what he has to say as they prepare to take on the Broncos this Sunday in 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots were able to snap that two-game losing streak, but now it's time for the best rivalry in the NFL. It's Brady, it's Manning, right here in Foxborough. Now, when you're dealing with Peyton Manning, the number one thing you have to keep in mind is you have to disguise what you're doing. You can't allow him to see what it is you're trying to do on defense. So if you get into some habits and you establish patterns, he's going to recognize that. He's seen it all, and he's beaten it all. You have to mix it up. You have to bring some pressure. You give him some blitzes. Try to get after him a little bit. Then you fall back with some extra defensive backs. Try to fool him that way. But you have to be disciplined. If you let him see it before the snap, Bill Belichick talked about it this week, he will rip you apart. So, number one thing to keep in mind is discipline and not allow him to see what it is you want to do defensively. Now, I'm looking at Manning in this offense. I know it's a new team with the Denver Broncos now, but really, if you look at it, it's pretty much the same thing. It's exactly what Manning wanted to do in Indianapolis for all those years, and he's doing it now with the Broncos. There's just some new receivers to keep track of, but there's a lot of timing stuff. There's a lot of left and right with Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker. These guys can make plays. Number one thing to keep in mind here for the Patriots, you know what it is that Manning's trying to do. There wasn't a lot of trickery involved with Manning in Indianapolis, but you have to tackle. That's what's been the big key right now for the Broncos. They've been able to make some big plays after the catch. Demaryius Thomas, very dangerous. The Patriots' secondary, in particular, needs to tackle well on Sunday. Switching over to the other side, I think it's important that the Patriots' offense plays a very good football game on Sunday, because I think Manning will put some points on the board. In order to keep up and in order to outscore Denver, I think it's going to be the same old story for that Patriots' offensive line. It seems like we talk about it every week. Nate Solder, Sebastian Vollmer were outstanding last week in Buffalo. They handled Mark Anderson and Mario Williams. The $100 million man was basically blanked by Vollmer. Well, they need to do it again, because you have Elvis Dumervil and you have Von Miller, two explosive guys coming off the edge. They're not as big as the guys were in Buffalo, but they're faster and they're more athletic. These guys can disrupt a game. Again, the Patriots tackles need to give Tom Brady time. Well, as you can tell, I'm expecting a lot of points to go up on that board on Sunday. I think both offenses are pretty good, and right now they're probably ahead of both defenses. I think Denver, a lot of people talk about how strong this defense is. I really don't see it. I think that they have some pass rush ability on the outside. I think they have Champ Bailey. He's obviously a guy to be feared and respected. But really, this is the same defense that Tom Brady picked apart last year twice. It's the same defense that the Patriots ran for more than 140 yards twice. I expect a lot of points on Sunday. I expect Manning to put some up as well. But I think in the end, the Patriots come away with a 34-28 win. That's going to do it for the Broncos, and then it's right back on the road next week in Seattle.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.